All right, so give us the short story of the last couple of years of the economy.
Well, to summarize it, the vibes have been off.
This is Rachel Siegel. She writes about the economy for The Post. And for the past few years, she's been covering crisis after crisis.
You had an emergency health crisis that plunged the economy into a recession. You had supply chains going haywire, inflation shoot up. The labor market seemed to be slow to recover at first and then just grew like gangbusters, and it has been so hard to get a sense of what's happening in the economy in real time. Now we're at this place where a lot of those things are getting better. The supply chains are getting better, the job market is still growing, inflation is improving, but there's still this term that economists will reach for sometimes called a vibe session, where the vibes just still feel kind of off. It's still hard to understand why people are feeling really sour about the economy, even if by some measures things are really improving and we haven't had an actual recession yet.
Today on the show, we're taking a closer look at the economy and whether, after all the fears of a recession, it might actually be kind of good. So, Rachel, I feel like we've been hearing for months that we're headed for a recession. The economy's bad. Prices are high, everything's terrible. Is that starting to change a little bit?
Sounds crazy to say, but I think it might actually be changing. We've been in this booth before talking about the recession that must surely be coming because of high inflation and high interest rates, but there are a lot of signs starting to pile up now that look like we're moving in a different direction.
Yeah, so what are some of those signs that we might be turning a corner?
Well, the good news is that the job market is still growing. We've had 30 straight months of job growth. Inflation has come down from its peak from last summer, and even though it has a little bit of a ways to go, it's really moving in the right direction. People are still spending, they're going on vacation, they're shopping for cars, they're shopping for houses, and overall, the businesses that I talk to, the families I talk to, they might have specific struggles, but they're feeling a little bit better about where the economy is headed overall.
All right, so employment growing for 30 straight months sounds fantastic, but I also hear about a lot of people having to work three jobs, having to really struggle, take on gigs just to make ends meet. What about wages?
So there's some good news there too. Wages have now grown faster than inflation for four straight months. So as you mentioned, even though there have been a ton of jobs coming online, inflation was often climbing faster. Inflation was making it so that even if you did get a new job, or maybe even if you were saddling two jobs, you still wouldn't be able to make ends meet.